only talk about. So, sorry if I look down because I get distracted. Look it up. that's the one word that hit me a lot was perseverance. And I knew I was hitting on something because I'm going through it. And I just felt to look back in my notes, in my phone. And it talked and it wrote our heart. And here, this is what I wrote. It says, from a revelation that I received, this was back in 2013 that I wrote this. It says, from revelation that I received from the Lord is that when there is no trials going on in our lives, we'll eventually forget about them. Sorry if I cry, because I know it's hitting me. When there's no trials going on in our lives, we'll eventually forget about them. And what he positioned us to do here on earth is for his kingdom. The reason he allows for the trials to come to have the relationship and to, hold on, let me go back. The reason he allows for the trials is to continue to have the relationship and to seek his face, to be closer to his heart, and to not let our earthly flesh be in the way between him and ourselves. He yearns for us to be his bride, and he seeks after our heart to be close to his at all times. That is why we go through what we go through. He's after his bride. That was back in 2013 when I wrote that. And every now and then I go back and I read it again. No matter how hard it is, we got to persevere through it. Even if it's good or bad. And these are a few scriptures. You don't have to go to it, but I'll read it to y'all. 2 Corinthians 1:5. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. And then here's another one. 2 Corinthians 1:9. In fact, we expected to die, but as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God who raises the dead. Here's a few more. Sorry. I'm sorry. This is all new to me, so. Because it spoke to me and it helped me. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And then this is here's two that really spoke out to me. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. And this is in James 1:2-4. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And this is the last one. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. And that is Hebrews 10:36. This is all through NIV. So it's just one thing that's the one word that spoke to me is perseverance, because it feels hard right now. But as a vision that I saw, our gifting is right here, and we're that close. We may not see it. We might have a glance at it. But it's God's timing. So we got to continue forth. We got to push forward. Even though we want to throw in the white flag. And that's why I got that word. because it's something that I believe we're all going through. And I know when Pastor said, ready or not, here I come. He's coming. No matter how ready we are, he's still going to allow us to go through what he is wanting us to have.
Good, sweetie. I made him go first. I was always that one that was like, I want to go last. Don't pick me. Don't pick me. But it's funny. I kept asking him, what are you going to talk about? What has God given you? And he was like, I don't know. And I'm like, dang it. You know, I was like, maybe it's not a good idea. We're tag team because we're never on the same page. Like sometimes God would speak to him completely different than what he spoke to me. But when he came up, I was in the bathroom as I always am. That's like my closet, my prayer closet, because I can just lock the door. Even though the kids like try to tear down. Yes, they're like, Mom, Mom, Mom. Even him. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm in the bathroom. Okay, God, I'm talking in the mirror. Preaching to myself. You know you all do it, right? Or am I the only weird one? Sometimes you gotta preach to yourself. And you get revelation that way. You know? And so he comes up, he's like, perseverance. And I was like, what? Perseverance? I was just preaching myself about that. You know? But mine was more due in process, because you got to go through the process in order to have something to persevere, you know. So I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to talk about is the process, because we sure have gone through a process. I'm going through a process right now as we speak, like you're watching me go through a process right now. This is the most uncomfortable thing, getting in front of people and just hoping you don't like have, you know, your brain farts and, you know, like, what was I saying? But I just knew God was speaking because Pastor Marty, when he spoke, he got confirmation about that. It's like you're being stretched. And when you go through the process, you're being stretched. You're in unfamiliar territory. It may hurt. It is painful, but you know there's a greater purpose ahead. And like I shared before, back in January, I had a miscarriage. That was a process that I went through. It was a grieving process. It was an anger process. It was I don't understand process, you know. But the thing, you know, my heart has been broken before, and the thing that I did was run away. Because it's easy. It's easy to run away when someone has hurt you or something, a circumstance has gotten, you know, to where you're just like, I'm done. Enough is enough. I can't do this anymore. But this time, it was different. I knew that God was doing something. He was up to something. I just didn't know what. And I remember as I laid there in the hospital, and I was in so much pain, I see the Lord in my spirit. He was standing right next to me. And he was saying, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And I'm like, sure it is, because you're going to pay the bill. You know, that's my thinking. Like, pay the bill because my insurance ain't going to cover this. I haven't seen one bill. Amen. Not one. And even after that, I mean, I just remember just weeping all the time. And I'd go into my bathroom and I'd lock the door, and literally Aiden came and knocked tore down the door. I mean, I don't know how he did it, because he thought, what's wrong with mommy? Why isn't she responding? But I was just on the floor weeping. I didn't want them to see me that way, in such brokenness. And I would just pray, God, where are you? I don't hear you. I don't feel you. And I could hear him say, I'm right here. In a quiet voice, I'm right here. And see, when we go through things, we learn a new side of God that we had not experienced before. Yeah, we go through things every day, and process is going to happen no matter what. You're going to be in process all the time. But it's in those moments of brokenness where you feel like you've been abandoned. But you haven't. He's there. He's actually holding you. You're experiencing a father's love where he just wraps you in his arms and he picks you up. You may not feel him. You may not hear him, but he's right there. And I remember Pastor Marty gave me a prophetic word. I need some water. Oh my, cotton mouth. And I was still in so much pain. And he came up to me and he prophesied to me. And he said something that no one knew but me. Not even my husband knew. And he said that Jesus was right there in my bedroom. And he described to a T. I was laying in my bed. And Josh has a problem with blankets. He doesn't know how to sleep with them. Little levity there, but you know, they always end up like right up here, bunched up. And so I was crying. He was asleep, snoring. He doesn't snore all the time. But I just was like, I got up and I tried to fix the covers and I just laid back down. I said, whatever. And then all of a sudden I just felt a presence. And I was like, you're here, aren't you? And then I went to sleep. And then Pastor Marty prophesied that very thing. And I was just like, nobody knew that. That was confirmation to me that he was there. And he was crying with me. I mean, isn't that amazing? He cries with us. No matter what we're going through, when we cry, he cries. And he captures every tear. And he contains them in a bottle. I like to think he makes a necklace out of our tears, and he wears it like a necklace, like a gold chain of our tears. That's what I like to think. Always to remember, never to forget all that we've gone through. And you know, everybody knows, like people who know me, I love butterflies. I'm like obsessed with them. And I was having to scroll in Facebook, and I came up on somebody, like a homeschool mom or something, had videotaped their caterpillars. And this is the coolest thing. I thought it was the coolest thing because I'd never seen this process of the monarch butterfly. And what it does is it gets into position, hangs upside down, and then starts to move a little bit. And then it's almost like a zipper in the back starts to come apart. And it looks painful and it looks weird. And then all of a sudden, it's a chrysalis. It didn't look like a caterpillar anymore. And you can't see what's going on inside of it. And you have to wait and wait. And then it becomes opaque, where you can start to see something. There's something going on. There's some movement inside the chrysalis. And all of a sudden, the butterfly emerges. It's like we're in that process. A lot of times we don't see what's happening inside. But God is doing something. You know, when you go by yourself, and other people are like, what's going on? Just know God is doing something. That's why we're sitting in silence. Because sometimes we feel like he's not there. He's not speaking. And it's awkward. And it's like, what's going to happen next? I think he had that silence. He's like, I just want you to be quiet. And a lot of times when we go into our prayer closet, when we do pray and you know, we just sit and say, okay, God, what do you have for me? And he says, nothing. And you sit there and look at you and like, okay, I'm here. Are you going to speak? Are you going to do something? But little do we know, he is actually doing something. He is working something out in you, whether you feel it or not. Because when circumstances come, you respond differently. You know, I noticed that within me, I began to respond differently to different things. Things that would come. You know, there are parts of me that I would want to get angry. And then I'll be like, no. I just know God is up to something. That was always my vision. I know God is up to something. I don't know what it is. But I just know that I got to stay close to him. I got to let him speak when he wants to speak. I need to let him do what he needs to do inside of me in order to get to the other side. See, with a butterfly, when it emerges from its cocoon, it can't fly right away. There's another process that needs to take place. You know, caterpillars go through at least four processes before it turns into a cocoon. And then a butterfly. But then even after, when it is a butterfly, it's got to wait until its wings are dry. And then fluid begins to get pumped into the wings so it can spread them and then fly. But that's not the end of it. The butterfly has a purpose. It has a destiny that it needs to go to. And so, you know, if you've ever read about the monarch butterfly or whatever, they migrate. They have a vision, they have a purpose, they have a plan, they got to get to where they need to go. And along the way, not every one of them makes it to their destiny, to their destination. Because life, I mean, like a lot of them, they go to Mexico because it's warmer, or they come here, but a lot of them coming up north, they're not going to make it. They got to go through bodies of water, they got to go through traffic. You know, if you ever seen the butterflies like migrating, and so, yes, if they're not flying, yes, I love it. Yeah, but a lot of, if they're not high enough, they're gonna get hit by the car. You know, they're gonna go splat on the windshield. You know, they gotta face these obstacles in order to get to a warmer climate, and then the process starts all over again. You know, and a lot of times we go through these processes and we think, okay, we're ready. But then life happens. Something happens that knocks the wind out of us and we don't understand. But then we have to remember that there is a destination that we got to get to. And so I say, embrace your process. It is beautiful. You know, the Lord, one of the things, I would sing a lot in the bathroom. I would sing so much. Like, it was almost like this situation caused an unlocking in my spirit. I didn't understand it. But then I began to sing. And sing like I had never sung before. And he began to show himself to me. And I began to sing what he was showing me. And one of the things he was saying was, I'm making something beautiful out of the broken pieces. I'm making something beautiful out of your circumstances. So our process is actually beautiful. It is something we need to embrace and love. Because God, that is where God gets a hold of us. That is where God can do his most work, is when we are in so much need of him, because we can't do it without him. And he shows us something new about him, something different that we didn't know. It's like we knew with our mind, we knew because we've heard other people, but then you experience it firsthand. And then you truly know that he is a good God. He is a good father. And he's not going to allow us to go through things that that are going to kill us. But they're going to make us stronger. They're going to make us look like Him. The more we embrace it, the more we surrender to His purpose and His will. So, whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, it's a beautiful thing. It may look ugly at the moment. It may look like a mess. But it's something beautiful because He's creating something in you. Run to the fire. Don't run away from it. It's our inclination. It's a, you know, you touch a hot stove and you're automatically going to step away. That hurts. That burns. But run to it. Run to the fire because that's where He's going to start refining you and making you look like Him. So allow the process. Allow it. Surrender to it. I think that's all I've got. I guess I didn't need the pulpit after all. Oh, but I do have a scripture. I don't want to forget about the scripture. It's it is Bible study, right? I found this. 1 Peter 4:12 through 13. Friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. This is a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner. It was 1 Peter 4:12 through 13 out of the Message. I like the Message. Makes it easy to understand. I know we're like, what do you want to do next? What do we do? It's like I walked in here and I felt like I was a chicken with its head cut off. And I was like, what's happening? What are we going to do? Why isn't, I didn't get instructions. I need instructions. Marty, I need instructions. So I know he's going to listen to this. No, I think I can just see. He was like, no, I'm just going to right off the cliff. There you go. You figure it out. When you allow God to take you through a process, it's a, yeah, that's sometimes He gets us to that place where we have to just let go and let Him do what He needs to do. Because I know for me, I remember telling Pastor Inez and Barney, I was like, I'm not the same person. I'm not the same person. And that's when they first saw me come up here, dance and all that stuff. I was like, I'm not the same person. I don't feel the same. I don't look at things the same. But, you know, that's why there's beauty in the process. Allow the process to happen. So with that, we are done. We get to go home early. Yeah, it's like 8. I have no kids tonight. Yeah. I get to go to sleep. No. What? Oh, well. Excuse me. He's like, hurry up, woman. He's like, I got to go to bed because I got to wake up early. No, we're just going to keep talking then. Just for that, we're just going to keep talking. No, I'm kidding. So, I release you. I just plead the blood of Jesus over you all, that His angels will surround and protect you as you go home. And for the rest of the week, that you will have a wonderful week. So, God bless y'all.